changed overnight. 4 whirligigs wouldn't accomplish that. He knew it would reside in him like the ashes after a fire, unconsumed. But something had changed. He felt oddly buoyant. He discovered as well that a new view lay before his mind's eye. He saw himself returning to Chicago and to his parents, delivering the photographs, starting at a new school in the fall. These had been beyond the horizon until now. He began readying himself to meet them. He felt that he was up to it.
I think Brent just experienced a small moment of peace. He got some insight into his situation, as well as a glimmer of hope about his future. It reminded me of what happened to the other characters who saw the whirligigs. Their problems did not go away, but they experienced small, helpful shifts in the way they viewed their lives. Like Brent said, 4 whirligigs won't change what he did or make his guilt go away, but he's starting to learn how to live with that guilt without allowing it to consume him. He can now imagine himself going on with his life. The good thing is that now he will have a new life, one into which he will incorporate the knowledge, understanding, and interests he has gained over the summer. Let's finish the book. We're on page 132, the paragraph starting, "He put out his fire."
He put out his fire and packed his tent, then took out Leah's photo. It struck him now that the crash wasn't only something that he'd done to her. When they'd met, he was longing to be swallowed by the blackness. She'd set him in motion, motion that he was now transferring to others. He replaced the photo and took out his bus pass. It didn't expire until August 17th. He had another 3 weeks left. He wouldn't mind seeing New Hampshire and Vermont, then maybe camping on Lake George in New York. Someone he'd met at the dance had just come back from a canoeing trip there. He thought he might build some more whirligigs. Maybe he'd start on a lifetime project of putting one up in every state. He put on his pack and walked down to the office. He paid, then backtracked toward the cove, squinted, and made out his whirligig, bright against the painter's white house. The breeze off the water ruffled his hair and made the whirligig flash in the distance. He'd interlocked